Episode 3212, What Does It Mean to Love Your Spouse?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy every day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend, enjoying family and food and fun and some fellowship with those around you, and especially honoring our service members, our veterans, those who have gone before us, those who are actively involved, and those who are now retired. Thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts here at Create Your Now. We love you. We appreciate you in your sacrifice, what you do and what your families do. We are praying for you. Thank you for putting your nation first. You know, relationships are so important, and we tend to forget that it's not just about our friends and, you know, our children, all of this, but the family starts with whom? Who you're married to. What does it mean to love your spouse? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. We'll take a deep breath because we have a lot going on here at Create Your Now. Number one, I appreciate your patience and your grace. I have been present, but not 100% present. Why? Because we have a new grandbaby. Yes, she is 2 weeks old, and her big brother is so in love with her, adores her so completely. It is precious. And so I've been spending time with them, along with my daughter and son in love. So we're getting back to a little bit normal, but things have been pushed, and I appreciate your patience. Create Your Now has a lot of things up and coming. We've got AIM opening no later than the top of the new year. Yes, it's going to be something you want to be a part of. So stay tuned here on the podcast and also at createyournow.com. Also, we're going to have simulcast. What does that mean? It is live events, but guess what? You don't have to leave your home. In fact, you can invite people over and have an event actually in your own home. It's going to be fabulous. It's going to be breathtaking, but it's just going to be an experience, and one that you can have over and over and over again, allowing yourself to grow. Plus, if you want to write your story, we've got a way to do that. And this girl is writing a book. Yes. So there are so many things happening. So stay tuned here on the podcast and at Create Your Now. And remember, we're also on TV. All that's up and coming. You can see us on pray.com, and also we're going to get the channels out there. We'll be on YouTube soon and also on createyournow.com. You will see that where it says Create Your Now TV. Okay, we got to breathe. I got to breathe because it's all about love. Oh, yes, it is. Love, my friend, is a powerful force, a force that has the ability to nourish and sustain a marriage. But what does it mean to love your spouse? You know, because I think we get these mixed signals that, when we fall in love, it's like boom, 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 boom. And it's just that immediate attraction, right? And then it's like, she's drop dead gorgeous. Oh my gosh, he is such a hunk. And you fall in, right? It's that lustful. And then you get this tingly feeling. And the next thing you know, it's like, dun, 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 dun. And you say, I do. And it's like, what did I just do? I have no idea what I did. Marriage is not about striving for a picture-perfect relationship, yet we kind of try to make it that. Look, look, my spouse, oh my gosh, he's a hunk. Have you seen my wife? She's such a trophy woman. She is gorgeous, drop-dead gorgeous. And then all of a sudden you're paying bills and you're like, wow, life really does happen and I'm supposed to figure this out. Rather, it's about practicing love daily through your actions and words. But who tells you that before you say I do? Not very many people do. Maybe once in a while you go and you have a counseling session if you have to go through premarital counseling and it's like, okay, this is what to expect. But even then they don't get to it. And all of a sudden then you're like, we had our first argument. And guess what? We live in the same house. We can't escape. Like he can't go to his apartment. I can't go to my apartment. Like we have to be in the same household, the same four walls. And then it's like, oh my gosh, now we have kids. And oh my goodness, we've been married for 7 years. We've got bills to pay. And he's just, you know, hasn't gotten that promotion and I'm trying to get a promotion and life's a little bit crazy. And you're like, how do we do life? How do we love? How do you love? How do you love your spouse when things are kind of crazy and hectic? You got the holidays coming up. Are the in-laws coming? Do you get along with them? Maybe you've got your sibling's coming over too, and you're like, oh my goodness, you just have no idea. I love it, but man, it's crazy. Are you one who does that for your spouse and practice love every day? Are you loving your spouse like you need to? Because I think a lot of times we assume we are, but we don't take time to actually know what that means. So you gotta practice love every day. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Practice love every day. I can't stress it enough. Because love is what? It's a verb. And a verb requires what? Action, action, action. It reminds me of the little engine that could. I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. I must love, I must love, I must love, I must love. But that I must love is an action. It's a chug up the mountain and down the other side. It doesn't come easy. It requires work. Are you doing what your marriage needs? Are you loving appropriately? Are you practicing love every day? So let's talk about some tangible ways to practice love towards your spouse while keeping their needs and well-being in mind. Number one, express gratitude and appreciation. Sometimes we tend to overlook the little things that make our spouse unique and special. We just assume because we fell in love with them and now we said I do and now it's 20 years later and it's like, yeah, this is awesome, but you haven't told them for the last 13 years how much they mean to you. Take a moment each day to express your gratitude and appreciation for who they are and what they bring to the relationship. And thanks so much for working so hard for the family. Be specific. I love how you care for other people. I love how you serve. Whatever it is, it could be as simple as leaving them a heartfelt note or verbally acknowledging their efforts. For example, you could say, thank you for always supporting my dreams and believing in me. Your unwavering belief in me means the world. Are you doing and serving your spouse the way he or she can receive it? And a lot of that starts with gratitude. Come on, we're in the month of November. It's all about Thanksgiving, so express that gratitude and appreciation. Number two, prioritize quality time. Amidst the daily hustle and bustle, it's crucial to carve out quality time for your spouse. Make a conscious effort, meaning you're thinking about it. It's not just about, it's going to come as a habit. No, it's not. It's not, because if it did, it'd already be happening. So make a conscious effort to create opportunities for bonding and connecting. A lot of times we just think it's going to happen. Yeah, you may actually have to schedule some time for intimacy to get it on your calendar. Do you have a regular date night? Are you putting it on your calendar, which allows you what? To explore new places or do something new together, create a new hobby. It allows you to come together as one. Because right now, most likely, you probably aren't working together, right? He has his job, you have your job. That's great. If you work together, that's awesome, but not very many couples work together, nor can their relationship survive working together. So you have to make a concentrated, conscious effort and prioritize quality time. So show your spouse that they are a priority in your life. For instance, surprise your spouse with a planned outing or set aside an evening to cook their favorite meal together. Now you're probably saying, well, we do that kind of all the time. Make it extra special. Send the kids off and you stay at home and you have the special meal together. Yeah, imagine that. You have to plan in order to prioritize. Number three, practice active listening. Communication, communication, communication. I think I can, I think I can. We're going up that hill, going down, chug, chug, chug. You have got to communicate. It is key to any relationship, but especially a marriage. And it goes beyond just talking. Practice active listening, genuinely hearing and understanding what your spouse is thinking, feeling, their concerns, right? If they've had a bad day, why did they have a bad day? Now, some people I know, they don't like to talk about it. They need to kind of just let it roll for a little bit, then they'll come back to it. You know your spouse, but you need to be willing to listen to them. So give them the space, but also be willing to listen. That means don't give them advice unless if they ask for it. Sometimes you just need to close your mouth and open up the two ears God gave you. And it truly is giving them that undivided attention, maintaining eye contact. When was the last time you looked into your spouse's eyes? Like really looked into them? Probably about 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago. How long have you been married? That's how long it's been. You haven't looked at your spouse, most likely, the way you looked at her or him when you first got married. So show that interest by asking open-ended questions and providing a safe space for them to share. So when your spouse expresses a worry, respond with empathy. That means you're feeling them out and say, I understand how you feel. Let's work together on this. We're in this as a partnership. You know, I may not have all the answers for you at work, but I can support you here at home. Practice active listening. Remember, love is not about performance or perfection, right? It's not about being that trophy wife. It's not about being that hunk of a husband. It's about two becoming one and operating together in a manner that is unstoppable. Love is about the consistent effort to make your spouse feel valued, understood, and cherished. Slow down in order to speed up. Stop trying to reach all your goals. They'll come. But your marriage, you don't want to lose it in between. The person you're sleeping next to, you got to work at it. You got to work at that relationship. You've got to be willing to put in the time. You've got to be willing to say, you know what? This gal, oh, she's pretty cool. This guy, couldn't live without him. Love is not about performance to be perfect, but rather about the practice of loving. Are you actively loving your spouse? And when you begin to implement these tools and strategies right into your daily life, you then will begin to lay a strong foundation for fulfilling a long-lasting marriage. But remember, it's one step, it's one action, and that leads you to miles of greatness. So embrace the art of practicing love. Right? It is a verb. It requires action. And watch your relationship blossom into something truly beautiful. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day and happy Veterans Day. We appreciate your service. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.